this in northern Scotland. Tomorrow, it's largely dry with some sunshine, fewer showers, but eastern counties might just see brisk northerly to northwesterly winds and a bit more cloud later on through the day, a few showers out towards the east as well, and colder. That's the forecast.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth will be back just before 6 o'clock with the five-day forecast, especially for farmers. Now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 16th of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, White, Portland, Plymouth, Sole, Lundy Fastnet, Shannon Rockall, Hebrides Bailey, Fair Isle Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected 40s 991 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Sleet, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, south Utsira, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Sleet, good, occasionally poor. Forties, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, sleet, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, west 4 to 6, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, sleet, moderate, occasionally poor, icing in east at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, west or northwest 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 or 5 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, west 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, west or northwest 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, South Rockall, westerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. North Rockall, Mallin, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming northeasterly 5 or 6 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 4 or 5 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming north 7 to severe gale 9 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, north or northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, sleet, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly 7 to severe gale 9, backing northwesterly 4 to 6 later, snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest 4, heavy rain, 11 miles, 986, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by north 2, 24 miles, 985, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by west 4, mist, 5 miles, 984, rising slowly. Lucas, west 3, recent precipitation, 11 miles, 986, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 3, 989, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 5 miles, 996. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 7, 5 miles, 997. Jersey, west by south 5, 6 miles, 1002, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 1000. Scilly Automatic, west by north 6, recent rain, 5 miles, 1002, now falling. Valentia, west by north 5, 6 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south 5, 19 miles, 990, falling slowly. Mallin Head, west by north 4, moderate showers, 2 miles, 988, rising slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 16th of February. The general situation, the complex area of low pressure over northern areas, gradually clears east, initially bringing strong to gale-force winds at times. There will be rain or showers, wintry at first in north. High pressure will bring lighter winds and fair weather to many areas on Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or sleet, becoming mainly fair for a time, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 6 to gale 8 later, rain or sleet for a time, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 6 or 7 later, rain or sleet, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 6 or 7 later, showers, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 5 or 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, decreasing 3 to 5 later, showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later, showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west 5 to 7, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 5 to 7 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west 5 or 6, veering northwest 6 or 7, then north or northwest 5 or 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch, west 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 5 to 7 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point, west 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, decreasing 3 to 5 later, rain or sleet, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming north 6 to gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Angad Kaur.
Good morning. I was recently asked to give a talk about Guru Nanak Devji, the first of the Sikh Gurus. There is so much to say about Guru Nanak, yet his message was very simple. However, its simplicity was quite revolutionary at the time, in the 15th century, a time in India of many conflicts, battles and unrest between people, communities, cultures and traditions. Fast forward 6 centuries, and the Guru's message is still as relevant and perhaps revolutionary today, as we are witnessing so much unrest, polarization, and conflict globally. Guru Nanak's key message was expressed in the words Ik Onkar. Ik literally means one and oneness. Ik Onkar means the one extended into all of creation. There is no real separation from the one, commonly referred to as God, who breathes life into everything. And this also means no separation from each other, as we all come from the same source and the same divine breath of life. Guru Nanak also taught about the universal principle of Nirvair, which means no enemy. The Guru spoke of how the idea of an enemy is an illusion constructed by the mind when we are not connected to the true reality of oneness. But when connected, everyone becomes our friend, and we act towards others in friendliness. My prayer is that we can release ourselves from false or limiting beliefs that turn the mind into a prison. Instead, may we remember to breathe more deeply, coming down from the head into the mansion of the divine within our heart, to know the one that resides within ourselves and connects us to the one in everyone.